hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome to the Gamer Show with me, Farmer Giles Dibner.
Yes, welcome. it's the Gamer Show. Show 3, and welcome. with me again, as has been for the last 2 weeks. we are going to use that for the start. With me is Farmer Sam. Yeah.
Hello.
I don't think he expected me to be recording that. And Chiz. Chiz, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Have we all had a good week this week?
It was tolerable.
Right, okay. Chiz?
It's been wet.
It was nice.
It was nice, and then it wasn't.
It was nice again today, though, so it's all good. Do you know what we have this week, actually, to start? We have some feedback. Somebody, somewhere, has been listening to us. One person, as far as I'm concerned. But that one person... Are you quite finished, Chiz? Deal with your crisps.
Snickers.
At least I bring quiet food.
Actually, oddly enough, that was a nice segue in there. The one piece of feedback we've had is around Sam's food. There's been a request due to the fact Sam was eating fig... What were they? Fig rolls?
Fig rolls last week.
Sorry. This one person would be interested to know what you're eating every week. Because on the first episode, we never mentioned it, but you were eating Eccles cakes.
Everyone loves Eccles cakes.
So what are you eating tonight, Sam? What's on the menu this evening?
Party rings.
That's somewhat less.
It's a small iced ring.
We're going to leave that one alone, I think. But thanks very much for the feedback.
Don't push it any further.
Thanks for the feedback. We're pushing.
He's actually devoured all of them, hasn't he?
He has. He's finished the packet. We've only been here 10 minutes.
There's three left.
There's three left. The packet there.
He hasn't emptied the crumbs.
I'd like to point out that they're three different coloured ones as well.
Oh dear. Right, okay, the news. Pushing on, the news. There's not a huge amount of actual news. There's just a whole bunch of rumours and previews and things like that. Due to the fact E3 starting next week. But there's probably enough for us to be getting on with. I suppose round the horn here. We'll probably just go around. What's everybody looking forward to from E3? So, Chiz, have you got anything in particular you're looking forward to coming out next week?
Generally, the surprise is what's going to end up, what could happen. Is there going to be an unveil of a new Xbox or PlayStation? I doubt it, even though they're more than likely or probably are in development, but I don't think they're ready to show anything off maybe next year. But it'd be interesting to see if the Wii U is actually any good at all.
No,
I think it's highly unlikely it will be very good. But
I'm going to remain optimistic.
Well, you never know. I think they just need to come away from the cutesy pooness.
Yeah.
Actually bring out something decent.
I made that point earlier on, and you were afraid I'd get death threats.
That is true, yeah.
There's the... it's Aliens games coming out on it, although that's coming out on Xbox 360 and the PS3 at the same time.
Mm.
But, the graphics, the Wii U version is supposed to be better, and they've actually... The tablet screen they've used in a clever way, although obvious at the same time, but still pretty cool. You've got it's motion trackers now will be on the tablet.
That's
quite clever.
That's quite a good idea. So whether or not that's the only thing they'll use it for, but
I've seen really cool, some other stuff with them. There was some cutesy poo target game where the general picture was on the screen, and then they brought the little screen up and it zoomed in.
Camera on it.
Yeah, it's like a little scope or something. That was reasonably clever.
I think there's interesting things they can do with it. For example, you could have, obviously, you've got your TV in front of you, and then you've got your screen on the tablet, but you can move it in real time and turn it. For example, if you turn it to the right, it'll pick up the motion. You can see what's to the right. You can see what's that, and that way in the game world, if you know what I mean.
Right, okay.
If that makes any sense over a podcast at all, I have no idea. But
Chiz is moving his arms around in something of a YMCA motion.
It's Friday night, and I don't know if it'll be very good, but I'm interested to see more. And
I really like the idea. I'd never thought about that before, that the Wii U's little tablety dilly bopper could be used for that. I mean, I can think of it like Grand Theft Auto. You've got your map and stuff there, whereas in that
Zelda as well, like you've got everything there. You just need, for example, in Skyrim as well, if you're playing that, you can have all your items on that tablet.
Yeah, your inventory, your map,
press and collect it. Yeah,
do all the secondary stuff.
Yeah,
and that way, actually, that is really quite interesting, because that way, perhaps you wouldn't even have to pause. It wouldn't have to pause when you go into it, because you could still react. You've essentially got two screens. You've got your inventory sitting down there, and you can just none of this like putting stuff into your quick slots or anything. Mm-hmm. You've got it there. You can just tap on the weapon you want. That
would be cool.
Yeah.
So if I turned you guys into actually more interested in the Wii U,
I'm actually quite interested in it now. Some commission,
because unless they go with serious games,
I think what the problem is, Nintendo need to actually, basically, it's a third party games need to get their act together for Nintendo, because the Wii had its good games, but they were more or less all done by Nintendo.
I can't remember what site it was, but I saw there was a video particularly about the Wii U and little Nintendo man who I can't remember the name of. basically saying the Wii U, we are actually going to go with a lot of third-party stuff. Which, cool, if they go for third-party kind of semi-serious stuff, it might be worthwhile.
Yeah, because a lot of their launch games will be actually third-party games which are already out now in the Xbox and PC, for example. It's Darksiders 3 is coming out soon, and Batman Arkham City is coming out on the Wii U as well, but obviously whether or not they'll change anything for the Wii U version, they'll kind of have to if people will end up picking up the console. It'll be great for people who've never played the games, who get the Wii U, they've got access to Batman Arkham City. But for people like me, it's just like, I'm not going to buy it for that because I've already played it to death.
I was actually looking forward to it. I only just noticed it this morning. And I know Chiz has his opinions on this, but I have to admit, I saw an article I was reading this morning about Guardians of Middle-Earth. And I have to admit, when I first read the description, I was thinking this is going to be a Street Fighter type thing where you choose Gandalf against Gollum, and they go at it.
It's basically what the trailer is as well.
Yeah, I know.
I once saw a film where Gandalf and Gollum went at it.
Really? What was the web link?
I'll tell you after the show.
We'll put it in the show notes. I thought it was going to be rubbish. But then I actually watched the video and it looks quite good. It looks like kind of 5-on-5 multiplayer Street Fighter. Come on. Dear. A 5-on-5 multiplayer battle game whereby it seems that you can just kind of choose any random five and they just fight with each other, and it's like every, like, you know, 10 people playing, presumably over like Xbox Live or something, having a fight. It looked awesome. But I sent the link to Chiz, and Chiz had one word for it. I'm not even sure if we can say it.
Well, we can beep it.
Yeah, that was his opinion.
But it was a CGI trailer, so it wasn't in game at all. And I don't know, but I didn't get a good vibe off it. And it
was very blue. Everybody's weapon had blue glowing stuff.
Yeah.
For a second there, I thought you meant blue. Like, my dad would use the phrase blue. Very blue.
What does that mean?
Pornographic.
No, it wasn't. No, unless you could count Gimli in that category.
Right, I'm sticking with Chiz now. Rubbish.
I thought it looked quite good. My only concern with it would be, how do you make it a level playing field? I mean, how on earth does Gollum fight Gandalf? And we're leaving your film aside.
So Gollum's a ninja. He's all over the place.
Well, in this trailer, he threw a rock at Gandalf, and Gandalf's got like his big stick. What? Sorry, I'm going to get crucified by
staff.
And he's like playing magic spells, and Gollum's standing on a rock hurling bigger rocks at him. Yeah. It's like, really? That's not really a level playing field.
I would have thought they'd have used him. What's that, like the drunken monkey fighting skill thing? You know the one I mean, where they just wobble around like.
Yeah, there was one point where Gollum flew through the air and kind of grabbed on the back of, I think it was actually Gandalf again. But
He definitely had a grudge against Gandalf. In the He was just going for him.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And then everyone hates Gandalf. In the end. And I mean, how are you going to...
Yeah, he's hanging around. I'm great. Now I'm white. Oh, I'm special.
So I'm quite looking forward to that. I also was looking at 1313, the new Star Wars game. That looked I've not seen any trailers for that. Has any come out yet?
An 18 certificate Star Wars game.
Just, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've just done like a developers behind the thing showing off their trailer. Like it's ILM, I've done the trailer, I think, which they're showing off at E3, then they'll show more of the game. But up until E3, we've not actually seen any of the game. But it looks like it's a bounty hunter sort of game based in the underlevels of Coruscant.
It's not Boba Fett, though, is it?
No, I think he's trying to get there. I think it's based elsewhere at the start, and it's all about him getting to level 1313.
All right.
I think.
But I wondered what the 1313 was, anyway. Yeah.
That's the level deep underground.
Yeah, although there's speculation, because they did online where, because it was LucasArts had registered a website that was called that, and then all the Star Wars geeks who even know more than me found out that in one of the comics, Boba Fett goes in disguise as a robot called 1313, so I thought it was something to do with Boba Fett, although there's the Bounty Hunter link, so whether or not Boba Fett plays a part, we will soon find out, I suppose.
It's interesting. That certainly looked quite good.
Although, I suppose you are Boba Fett, but the younger version of him, he's just learning his trade.
No, you're supposed to be someone else.
Is it?
I'm sure it was named, it was someone else. But on the thing that I read, it repetitively said...
He's not Boba Fett.
He has not got special powers. There's no special powers. Boba He's Fett using his powers. Human abilities with technology.
There's no
but it's in the thing that I think it was on Gamer Reviews or something. I can't remember. Mm. But it repeated that phrase about six times on the site. It was really odd.
Yeah, certainly I saw that as well.
It could be Boba Fett, though, because Boba Fett doesn't have any special powers.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it said its name and it happened not to be Boba Fett. All right,
okay.
Which I use as the main clue.
I know, but you can even repeat it.
He might have been pretending to be someone else. Ooh.
Kent's the 1313 thing again.
I think we should move on now.
Yeah. Sam, you've not mentioned anything that you're looking forward to from E3. Is
there anything? I've been doing a lot of talking. Something that's going to shock and excite me. No. I'm looking for something that's going to come out of nowhere and just go, wow, look at me.
Some proper gameplay of Dishonored. That's what I'm looking
for. Yeah,
to.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Have you seen the gameplay trailer?
Yeah, I watched that. That was sweet.
How good's the music in that?
It does look quite good. The new Metal Gear... Excuse me, I'll start that again. The new Metal Gear Solid game looks quite good.
Yeah, when I first heard about it, it was interesting. And then I saw the first trailer and it was like, ugh.
Am I right in saying it's a completely different... I mean, obviously it's a different plot, but it looks totally different. Admittedly, I haven't played the last couple of Metal Gear Solids, but...
It's definitely
different.
It's not a proper stealth game like the rest of them. I don't know if it'll have stealth aspects too, but it looks very much like a hack and slash, sort of like a God of War sort of thing. Or say it's the same developer that made it was Bayonetta, so it would be much as the style of that.
I haven't seen this. Are they going up against the great big things, the Metal Gears?
There's a few Metal Gear rays in it and random things. It's all about, I don't know, just a hack and slash, but obviously at various points you can slow down time and then... And you can actually slash and take off any bit you want, if you know what I mean. So you can cut his head in half and lovely gore and things like that.
Nice.
You know, the best bit about this trailer, and hopefully this will work, I'm just going to play the last kind of 30 seconds. And there's a bit at the end where the kind of the voiceover guy repeats the word wrong. And I thought it was amazing.
I told myself this was about justice. About protecting the weak. But I was wrong.
Why would you do that? That was really dramatic, and then just
crazy Japanese. You have to love them for the trailers and stuff like that. That instantly reminded me of Flash Gordon, and I don't know why.
Gordon's alive.
It instantly reminded me of Battle Rapper 2, the game.
New Bioshock as well? Anybody seen anything about that?
Bioshock Infinite. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing more of that, although it's been delayed to next year, annoyingly.
Certainly looks interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomb Raider multiplayer?
Nope.
There's a multiplayer in the new Tomb Raider, is
it? Apparently. Oh, certainly an article I read. It might be somebody just theorising.
You've just mashed words together, haven't you?
Yeah. it's possible, actually. I was copying and pasting again. It kind of all goes a bit wrong.
The trailer for the new Tomb Raider looks interesting. They've definitely taken a different spin. Looks like it's heavily... Well, just from the trailer, it's influenced by the Uncharted games, I think. But it doesn't look too bad, but I've never been a fan of the Tomb Raider games.
No, neither have I. So generally, Things looking quite good for E3. We'll probably have a lot of cool stuff to talk about next time.
Hitman, I'm really looking forward to seeing
Hitman. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that does look quite good.
I love the Hitman series, and hopefully that'll be good.
And also, hopefully, there's a new Grand Theft Auto. Well, obviously, we know about Grand Theft Auto 5, but yeah, we're going to get some kind of trailers or stuff.
Going with Rockstar's, what they've done in the past, they don't usually do anything at E3s. So I wouldn't be surprised if you don't actually see or hear anything from them about Grand Theft Auto 5 till after E3, because they generally don't turn up at E3. And I'm sure I read a news article before said they had no plans for E3, which they never really bothered turning up. Although E3's good for, it's good PR for your game and stuff, but when it's Rockstar and Grand Theft Auto,
I suppose they don't need to bother.
They don't need much PR. As long as you let people know when the game's coming out, it's handled.
Yeah. Cool. Lots of cool stuff.
Next week should be exciting.
Yeah. I'll have a lot of cool stuff to talk about.
I'd really like there to be nothing. I'd really like, like, next show, I would really like to be able to come in and go, well, E3 was pretty disappointing.
If anyone's got any access out there to E3 and fancy sending us some tickets, that'd be awesome.
Well, I think it's a bit late now. Maybe for next year. But yeah, if you're going to send us some tickets now, now's the time. We've got at least a few days to get out there. That would be a cracking.
Come and pick me up, please.
The other thing, we just got a couple other things we wanted to talk about. Smaller things that's in the news this week, but in particular, Sony releasing a cloud service. Now, we discussed NVIDIA's cloud service a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like Sony's releasing their own thing, but it's part of the PlayStation.
I saw this.
It sounds like they're going to either buy or team up with OnLive, or is it Geico?
Geico's the same people. Was it not? Geico was the same kind of system that was powering the NVIDIA one, wasn't it?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I think it was mentioned.
Yeah. Mm.
So it looks interesting. No?
So whether or not they're buying them or they're teaming up, I don't know, but there's definitely rumours going around about
just to ensure, because I only very, very quickly looked at it, but basically it's PS3 on the little thing, isn't it?
Unless it's going to be someone they're going to add to the PlayStation 4.
What is it?
It's a cloud service. It's the same as we discussed the other week there with NVIDIA. It's been rumored that Sony will release a PlayStation cloud service this year's E3. It will be tied into PS Vita and the PS3 or both. What could it mean for the future of gaming? So they're going to talk about E3 next week, actually. But it could be interesting. I quite like the idea of this this cloud-based stuff. But ultimately, the same thing as we said at NVIDIA, it comes down to your bandwidth. And I had a huge problem last night. I normally get about 3 megasecond, and I was in the big show last night on British Tech Network, and I got less than a meg. I ended up having to drop down to just audio, and I was cracking up anyway with that.
You're such a name dropper. I was on the big show. Look at me, I'm the big man. I'm the big show.
Well, if you had a Twitter account, you might get invited.
No, we wouldn't.
No, you probably wouldn't.
I certainly wouldn't.
Yes, so that looks quite interesting as well. Cool. Anybody else got anything newsworthy that they want to discuss this week? Blackface is all round awesome. Right, okay.
I think we've covered everything.
Sorry?
I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, I think it's everything we want to talk about. There'll be much more next time we meet up. So, now onto the calendar. June the 5th, Madagascar 3, the video game on the 3DS and the Wii. Cheers.
That actually sounded like I was excited there. No. It's a kid's game.
Yeah.
If the kids enjoy it, fair enough.
Sam?
Sweet! Not at all.
Inversion for the Xbox 360 and the PC on June 8th.
Is that coming out soon? I've heard a bit about that, but I've not heard too much about it. I've not been pushing that much if it's coming out that soon.
Sam?
No idea. And I also have a question. I thought this was supposed to be one-word answers. His have gone on for quite a while.
Rayman Origins on the 3DS or sometime in June.
I've never been a fan of Rayman. So
no, neither have I, actually. Sam?
Not that.
This is how you do it.
No.
I can't do that.
Virtua Fighter 5, Final Showdown on the PS3. Pikmin 2 on the Wii. I have never heard of this.
What is that? I've heard of Pikmin. I've heard of it. I've never played it, to be honest, so.
I knew it, guys. We're
doing well in this calendar. Every game we've never heard of or played. We're amazing gamers.
I've heard very little of this so far.
I suppose at least I've heard of most.
Gravity Rush on the Vita on the 13th of June.
That's been getting good reviews. It's on PlayStation Network.
It's the
now,
Vita,
I think.
Yeah. It must be the Vita version. I don't even know how you pronounce this one. Gungnir? Gungnir on the PSP. Gungnir? Maybe I've copied and pasted that wrong. Lollipop Chainsaw on the PS3. This is going really well tonight. Yeah. Lollipop Chainsaw on the PS3 on June the 15th.
That's another crazy Japanese game, which from the same guy that did No More Heroes. It's basically a cheerleader with a chainsaw who chains up zombies, while she's got the head of her ex-boyfriend, who's still alive, attached to her belt.
I like it.
It's just quite interesting. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier comes out on the PC soon. In case it came out on the Xbox last Friday.
Yeah, it's never really caught me. I played the last one and I didn't particularly
enjoy the Tom Clancy games, I have to admit.
I don't know, something about that one just didn't sit right with me.
End of Nations Collector's Edition, June the 12th.
Yeah. No to the last one and this one.
iCarly Groovy Foodie. Nintendo DS.
Just for the name.
Crater for the PC. Actually, that's next month. Sorry, that's skipped in here, but that's on August the 17th.
We should maybe actually go over this first so we've actually heard of these games and edit the ones we don't know.
I don't know, this is fun.
Ah, I think it's more fun this way.
Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
What's Metal Gear Solid?
Is that for the Vita?
The Vita, yeah. Have you got that? You've probably got all of them anyway.
I was going to pick it up, but wait until it drops about a tenner, because it's HD, I'm not paying £30 for it, and wait until it drops in price, and I'll probably pick it up for the Xbox or PS3.
And Magicka, The Other Side of the Coin, for the PC on the 14th of June.
100%.
You like that one? It's yeah.
Okay. I have actually seen Magicka, but maybe not.
Moving on, that so far it's been a bit of a train wreck, so moving on. What have you been playing this week, Chiz?
Train wreck does well for us. I've been playing Max Payne the past couple of weeks and been rather enjoying it. It's been good.
Cool.
Just if you've played Max Payne 4, it's much of more the same, but a little bit more refined, and it's definitely got inspired the plot and the way it's filmed. Well, filmed the way it's directed. It's definitely inspired by films like Man on Fire, which is an awesome film. Heat and basically every it's Michael Mann film and a few others. But yeah, it's good. It's like every fight you want to kind of do better. I find myself, even though I'd cleared a room, I'd restart again just because I feel like I want to do that even better.
Right.
It kind of feels like you're directing your own sort of John Woo fight sequence or something like that.
Right.
So I really quite enjoyed it.
How does the bullet time work multiplayer?
I've not actually played multiplayer because your brother's never online. But
well, he's moving house. Give him his due.
Yeah.
She's only has one friend.
He needs to get his priorities right. But
he was sitting fixing an Xbox, so he has one in both locations.
Is he?
You know, his old Xbox he broke. He was sitting replacing because it had the red ring. So he was replacing the what do you call the stuff? You know the stuff that your friend fixes. This is really good radio. This
just the heatsink.
Yeah, the heatsink. Yeah. The heatsink. The gel and the heatsink thing. Yeah. He was sitting fixing that last night with the heat gun when I went to visit him. So that he has an Xbox in his flat and his girlfriend's flat. So that no matter where he is, he has an Xbox.
But the way it works in multiplayer is it's built to whoever you're aiming at also gets slowed down. But if you've activated it, you're the one that's still got your fast aiming. Well, he gets slowed down, his aiming gets slowed down. But if he gets out of your aiming or goes behind the wall, then he's fine. But if someone behind you, so if someone's behind starts shooting you and you're in bullet time, you can turn round and then wherever you're aiming, they then start get slowed down. So that's the way it works. And apparently it works well, but I've still to experiment with it.
Right, okay.
Even though me and Russell have set up our own crew and everything, and
tell him what it's called.
have you
Russell's
told
me.
Oh, he's ruined it. It's called Spandex Bally. And the idea of it was to try and get, even though I thought I could be really competitive with it and probably get annoyed and die a lot, or I could just take it as a laugh and mess about. So I thought, of course, we'll spandex ballet and we'll do like slow motion synchronized dancing in the middle of a gunfight to confuse everyone. And not with that, I designed our emblem.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm gonna paint a word picture for the listeners here. It's a pink unicorn with
glasses.
Kind of hipster style glasses on, and it's completely pink, and on top of him is there's a gorilla riding with a love heart shaved into his left buttock. That's incredible. That's comfortably one of the best things I've ever seen.
I felt it summed up our crew pretty well.
Seen it
just consists of me and Russell at the moment.
I think the only thing it sums up is your mental state.
We have to put this in the show notes. Yeah, we'll have to scan that in and add it to the show notes, the Spandex Ballet logo.
It's online.
Right, okay. Cool.
It's online.
Oh, But it's good though.
Yeah, yeah. So excited to go to the Rockstar Social Club to design that. I don't know. That took me about 2 hours. That, you know, just like picked and choose random things.
Was that one that was already there?
It was Unicorn was, and that was a Sasquatch who's walking, but I cut out his arm and leg from walking and make him look like he was sitting on it. And then added the glasses and the heart.
That's fantastic.
That's basically.
So it's a Sasquatch, it's not a gorilla.
It's a Sasquatch.
Ah,
or
cool.
Bigfoot.
I thought Bigfoot was grey. Or it's kind of ginger. Actually, he's gingery on Bigfoot and the Hendersons.
Have you actually got physical proof of what his actual colour is?
Just, no, that's just to point it out, sure. But Bigfoot and the Hendersons was fiction. And just dropping it in as well, but so is Alf.
No. He owned the diner in Neighbours. I know he existed.
Alf? What the hell?
Was it Alf? Was the guy's name Alf?
Alf. Do you know who Alf is?
Yeah, I know who Alf. Sam, what have you been playing this week?
I got the Thief entire collection on Steam because they were doing a deal a couple of weekends ago. And I got it for a tenner. So that's Thief 1, Thief 2, which is the Metal Age one, and the third one. Oh, God, I've forgotten the name. That's sad. Thingy in Shadows. Thingy in Shadows. Anyway, I often do. used to love the original Thief games. Back when they first came out. And
hard.
Yeah, they are. I was saying to Paul earlier, getting used to, because there's no autosave even when you go from location to location. So going through it and actually having to rely on yourself to save now manually. We are. We're like, I just roll over and Nanny PC wipes my buttocks. And I do nothing for myself. And it just made me think how much more difficult older games were.
Yeah.
But it's at the same time, still a lot more fantastic thought
into games
bro.
These days. Isn't
yeah, it does. But the Thief series are the stories engrossing, the games made really well. The stealth element has never been done better. It's just brilliant. Great games, love them.
Thief 4 is in the making.
Yeah.
So hopefully something E3 about that.
Terribly excited.
Cool. I have I've been playing two demos basically. Because I was getting a little bit tiring of me just coming on every week and saying, yes, I've been playing Call of Duty. Or no, was it Call of Duty? I can't remember. I said the same thing last 2 weeks.
It's been 10 minutes of Batman, 5 minutes of Skyrim and Call of Duty until
oh, I forgot about that. Actually.
And 26 hours of where's my
Skyrim,
water?
It would appear
no. But it would appear that somebody in Skyrim has been listening to our podcast.
Someone on the Skyrim?
Someone who works for Skyrim. Someone who's developed Skyrim.
For a second there, I thought you meant like the dragon Zeddenoth had been listening to our podcast.
No, because they released an update that includes mounted battle. They've been listening to our podcast.
So they must have.
They must have. Because we were the only people to complain about that in the whole world. Awesome.
Yeah, so they've released that 1.6 update. I actually think it's come out. I think it came out last week.
But I don't think it's out on.
Oh, is it not?
It's not on the consoles yet, but it should be at some point.
Anyone who wants to show their thanks for us doing that for them can send money to my address. I'll accept it all. We'll put it in the show notes.
So what's your address?
Sam Street. Sam Samson.
Anyway,
there might be some really eager people who want to meet you.
This week, I've been playing two demos. Sniper Elite version 2, or awesome. V2, rather, not version 2. Sniper Elite V2, really, really good. Really
it's
enjoyed
not too
it.
Bad. I found the demo a bit, I don't know, like for a sniper game, it wasn't much places to actually snipe from.
Yeah, that was my thing.
But I expected it to be a bit more open-ended.
The first one I found just, you couldn't really do it too sneakily, and somebody's probably going to tell me, here's all the things you could have done. But basically what I ended up having to do was I took out the guy to your right, It's in the kind of the alleyway. I went down, hid behind a car, and then just had to very, very quickly just move, bang, 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 reload, bang, bang, bang. And yeah, I kind of wanted to do a little bit more sneaky, like kind of manage to get round behind them and do stuff like that. And there possibly was way to do that.
If you can't go up into like the library clock tower or something, then it's pretty much pointless.
Yeah, the bit that you started off with. You know what I wanted to do? And this is something that I find with lots of sniper things. You're zoomed in. You've got the sight right up to your eye, and I want to still be able to strafe left and right, because you'd be able to do that if you were sitting holding the gun up to your
eye. Actual snipers probably would recommend you didn't do that.
not while you're pulling the trigger, but you
or
could
looking
keep,
down the sight, like,
just ever so slightly across to the right, and just to try and get yourself, because you have to kind of put the it's a small thing, but it was interesting. And also quite liked how you could get rid of the bodies. The only thing, and again, maybe something that I just can work out how to do, I really wanted to carry the body and like throw it out of a window or something like that. And it didn't appear that you were able to do that. You had to kind of stay in the kind of level you were.
There was one point. Do that?
It was, again, in the first bit that you start off in, and first time I played through it, I just kind of went in and shot everybody, and they saw me, and the guys came running. So I waited outside, I shot the
guy. Game trick, I hid around the corner, and one by one shot them.
Well, no, there was only two guys came through, and so I shot both of them, and then I thought, oh, more will come. And then I realised that the only options I had was to lift these guys up and walk out the front door in full view of everybody else that was standing there. So I wanted, and the windows at the back of the house were open, because you're able to climb in and out of these windows. Mm. So I thought, well, I must be able to walk up to this window and like throw this body out in the back alleyway so nobody can see it. Yeah. And I can work out a way to do that. Might be possible. I just could. It was a minor thing. It was a good game otherwise.
Post your answers on.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you enjoy the X-ray vision when you get a direct shot?
Yes, that was very cool. I didn't manage to get a bollock shot.
No. Did someone just like, yeah, you see it and you kind of go, and at the same time, it's like, how far apart are their testicles? They're like, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I didn't manage to get that. The other game I've been playing this week, which looked kind of interesting, was Birds of Steel. And I have to be honest, I was that engaged and that enthusiastic about this game, I forgot the name of it, and I've had to look it up on Marketplace on Xbox.com because I couldn't remember the name of this game. It was kind of okay. It was a flight simulator. It was a World War II, I think, flight simulator. You had to, well, you didn't have to, but it was one of these games that you probably could have spent 5 or 10 minutes working out how to do it, but the training missions just took so sodden long. To learn how to fly the plane and learn how to do this whole kind of loop around the airport to land properly and rubbish like that. And it was all right, but it didn't really engage me enough to want to buy it.
I think I downloaded that a while ago, and I just wanted to test to see if it worked with the speed wheel, to see if the speed wheel was just left and right, but you could actually control it like a plane, make people pull back and forward.
Yeah.
And not with that game, it didn't work. I mean, I don't think I even took off from the runway because I went, yeah. And deleted the game.
It just gave up.
Yeah.
It was alright. It was fun.
Like, it's not worth playing with a controller.
It was fun for a bit of a faff, but I'm probably never going to go back to it. But so that's what I've been playing this week. Which moves swiftly on to the Bargain Basement Challenge. Chiz, how was your game this week?
Alone in the Dark. Not a terrible game, but not great either. It's another one, even though it's not that old, it's got a retarded save game system where, like, I got at a certain point a driving section, and I nearly did it first time, and then after that, the physics in the driving section were that bad, I kept getting knocked by the tiniest little thing and sprayed away somewhere. And that I ended up getting annoyed with it. Right. That'll do tonight, and switched the Xbox off, and I came back to load. It was right back at the start of that chapter, so I never played that bit again, although I'd played it for a couple hours anyway. But the voice acting and the music were horrendous. It's like a guy, it was like,
I thought that was going to be the part where you actually complimented it.
No, it was like someone from Zimbabwe doing a New York accent for your main character. It was just like, it was just terrible. And the controls, it's like beating your head off the controller would have been more, you've probably got more It was like the guy who's programming the controls halfway through had a serious head injury, and they kept him on just for so he could pay his bills or something. it was just, oh no. But it had its all right. It wasn't. I enjoyed some bits of it, but like
you haven't left anything.
I did like how you could pick anything up and use it as a weapon and use your right stick to swing things around and and you could set it on fire and use the fire to take out doors and an actual computer game where, oh, a locked door, how do I get through? Shoot the lock and it worked. Or you could grab a fire extinguisher and bash the door down. And I thought, right, this is a bit more forward thinking for a computer game. So it did have its good elements, but it lacked a lot of polish. It felt like it needed another like a year in development or something.
Cool. Sam? What were you playing this week in your Bargain Basement Challenge? Tell us the name.
I can't remember the name. Which is why Chase paused during his review, because he heard me whispering. I can't remember the name of it. However, it wasn't horrendous.
Cool.
It was basically a Diablo clone. It was old. Old.
Was it as dark as the screenshots made it?
Yes, it was. It was very difficult to make out very much on the screen. However, I quite enjoyed it. I scurried away.
I actually nearly half remember the name. It's annoying. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, it's irritating. I was just scurrying around in dungeons, hitting little goblin-y things with various implements.
Was the story A-grade Hollywood style?
They didn't really appear to be any.
No.
No, you were just a lad. There's a good 5 minutes of spiel at the start. Like, oh, the stones landed and bad things happened. But there was a good stone and good people fought back.
Kill the Bindi Bandi.
And but that's basically what I got from it. But, all in all, actually, if you want to waste £2.50, that was probably one of the better ways.
Cool. I had Mystery Stories.
Is that why you fetched the bag? Because you couldn't remember the name.
You cheat.
I had Mystery Stories, and I was given this game primarily because it worked on the Mac. However, it didn't work on a modern Mac. I had to drag this bad boy out. I could dig out my PowerBook G4 for it to go and play this. Now,
you don't
was it
PC
worth
anymore,
digging
really?
It out, Paul?
No. It was.
No, it wasn't.
Purely because it was that awful. Right, the it had everything. It had Nazis. It had a cult. It had a doctor from, and I quote, the Technical University.
I like it.
His dad, who hung about with him and looked a little bit like David Attenborough in Jurassic Park. It had romance. It had a travelling saleswoman. I was only supposed to play it for an hour. I played it for 2.5 hours on Sunday, sitting in the garden in the sun.
Because it was that bad.
But the thing was, I actually was going through it, and I was quite enjoying's maybe a stretch, but I was thinking that it was just rubbish. And then there was one line that actually made me think that they actually designed this to be rubbish. And the line was, but let me prepare a beautiful candlelit kebab for us. And that kind of suggested that
a little bit tongue-in-cheek
intended to be rubbish. The cutscenes, I mean, the plot was just horrendous. The cutscenes you could make in like PowerPoint 97 and like
probably did.
It was just, there was like stock imagery just sliding in from the right, and then like word bubbles just appeared above them, and there was no actual text, and it was just like dead-eyed stock photography grinning at you as it slid in.
I like it.
I was playing it and thinking Sam would like this. The funny thing is though, it kind of implied that you would have to solve clues, but what the whole game was on the screen, it was like a location in, for example, just outside, like, somewhere in Greece, like with the Colosseums and stuff.
Athens
or whatever. And it just had stuff all over the place. Like, there was, like, a handbag and a watch and a penguin and a radiator and a fire extinguisher. And there was a list down the side that you had to find, and that was it. There was a list down the side that said, find the boxing gloves, and then you just had to click on the boxing gloves. Now, some of them were hidden, and some of the graphics was a bit crappy, so it made it kind of hard to see.
Was this made for 2-year-olds?
Well, you know what? I actually think if they remade this game on, like, a touch device, like an Android tablet or an iPad, it would sell. My mum would love this game. In fact, Kirsty really, really enjoyed this game. And it was just random. There was one bit where you were sitting outside a hotel, and some of the things you had to find was a pair of boxing gloves outside a hotel. I had a hacksaw, a periscope, a penguin, and a sword.
I would leave all of those things.
Sam,
can I just clarify, though? You didn't enjoy this. You hated it, right?
I actually really enjoyed it.
But you said it was awful.
No. It was actually all right.
Oh,
do you realize
God!
Paul has played this game longer and enjoyed it more than he's probably done so far, Batman and Skyrim.
Yeah, it's probably... it actually got a little bit more complicated as the game went on. It gave you clues. Instead of just telling you what you had to find, it gave you clues. And
find
see
the things
you can...
that you punch with.
Wait a minute. See if you can guess what this might be without even having graphic help. Clue one, French. Clue two, long. Clue three, bread.
Oh.
Can you guess what that is? Randomly as well, there was a couple
Zinedine
of times...
Zidane.
There's a couple of times where mini-games randomly appeared that you could skip and didn't have any impact on the story whatsoever. It was one where there was a manhole cover and you had to adjust the pattern on the metal on the top of the manhole cover to make a line right across the middle of the manhole cover, but you skipped it and nothing happened. It didn't negatively impact you, it didn't positively impact you, nothing happened.
Cheers. Is this depressing? Seeing the joy on his little face... Is that depressing you as much as it is me?
Oh, there was one other one, actually.
He's so happy!
Actually, Sam, I think you should take this away, because I think you would think this is in your B-class movie type things.
Right.
There was another one, there was a clue. The clue was, there's nothing like a good spatula. And the item to find was...
Spatula.
A spatula.
I like it.
Honestly, the cutscenes are fantastic.
It sounds like the... video game version of Mammoth.
I think if they brought that out on a touch device now, I think it would make money. Anyway, so that's mine. Mine was Mystery Stories, and it's actually worth it for, what was it, 75 pence or something?
£2.50.
Oh, wow, actually.
That was one of the steep ones.
Right, this week, Chiz, I actually went and got some new games because you guys ruined it last week, so I've hid them this time. And you've got the current games that you guys know about, but I've hid the new ones. So Chiz, this week... I'm trying to find some quotes on the back of it. Get ready for the return of the most popular video game hero of the 1980s. Matt Hazard is staging his comeback against all his retro enemies in a hilarious parody of the last 25 years of gaming. It's called Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard.
Does anyone remember Matt Hazard?
It was £2.50.
Rings a vague bell of... despair.
Sam?
Ah, yes. I thought it was starring the voices of Will Arnett and Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris rings a bell.
Neil Patrick Harris is Barney on How I Met Your Mother. And
the actual only good character in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
There are no good
Sam,
easily a vaguely good character. The rest are garbage.
Sam, according to the prophecy, you are the chosen one.
That is true.
And only you will be able to save the legendary land of Rivellon? Rivellon?
No, that's not so true. I just left.
From submission under the Lord of Chaos. But before you take on the fight against evil, you must be discovered and blessed as the Divine Saviour. So which path will you choose? Oh, you have Divine Divinity. What's wrong?
It's the same disc as what Mind Jack was.
Says really?
Pal, but he said the same. I'll try it, but I don't think it's going to work again. I thought I've set myself up for not winning.
75 pence.
75 pence for Sam's. Do you want to choose one for me? No?
Can I not just make you eat loads of laxative chocolate and watch you suffer?
Do you want to choose one? They're in that red bag there.
Chisholm, you may choose a gift for Paul.
Delve into my secret sack.
I had a sudden urge to do the farmer voice again. It's not going to.
Come on.
What do you choose?
Something fairly torturous. While Chiz is doing that, describe the beautifully drawn front cover of this. It appears to be an angel girl in a slightly revealing armoured outfit.
You know, I actually saw a theme. Every game that I've got for you...
has been absolute. Oh,
well,
no,
the front of it always has a revealing young lady on it. Yeah, that was just a complete coincidence. I don't know why.
We know him well.
This one looks particularly.
I miss what game you got. I was totally engrossed in my Eat Lead.
He's got Divine Divinity.
It looks horrific.
Cheers. You can have a look at his game while we're doing the UK 2 advert.
Go on, do his thing.
Yours is.
So I
Speed
this.
Thief.
Speed Thief.
Speed Thief transports you into the dark world of professional car thief. You steal to order and must deliver the goods to the harbour. Yes.
Awesome. Right, okay, thank you very much, guys.
You're a bad graphic card jacker.
Yeah, it looks horrendous. We'll enjoy that. Right. I don't think it works in the Mac. I'm going to have to find a PC somewhere.
You've got one at work.
I do. I can't install stuff on that.
It's not like you do anything.
That's very true. However, people who do stuff, and do stuff very, very well, are UK too.
Who are they, Paul?
I will tell you, Sam. And they do some great stuff.
Because I've never heard of them.
This podcast, this one that we're on, and all the other ones, including the many other ones I do, such as the game. This is the Gamer Show.
Yeah.
I'm plugging while I'm on the same show. The iOS show, the web show, the big show, the Mac show, Worlds Apart. Actually, Worlds Apart's worth a listen. It's a good show. Oh, actually, all of them are worth a listen, but I like Worlds Apart. This podcast and all of those wouldn't be possible without UK 2. They have been a sponsor for a while now, probably about 3 years, and they're fantastic, and you should use their services. If you go onto the BritishTechNetwork.com, click on the link on the left-hand side to go onto UK2, and then fill your boots with everything you could possibly want, domain names, VPS servers, everything you want. And then when you get to checkout, you pop in one or all of these. In fact, you can put all of them in and just see what they do. British Tech DNS, British Tech Domains, British Tech VPN, British Tech Server, and British Tech VPS. The British Tech DNS gives you free DNS for 2 years. British Tech Domains gives you 20% off your domains, 50% off your first month's VPN charges with British Tech VPN. And British Tech Server gives you £50 off any gigabit server. VPS gives you your first month free on any VPS server. They're fantastic, and you should use them. So go over there and support them now. Do we have any cool picks, gentlemen? I have, but Sam has already warned me he couldn't be bothered this week.
I couldn't be bothered. It's just I can't say again.
He doesn't buy
I play
stuff.
Thief. That was, it was really good. I play Thief, and I crept around in the dark and stole things from people.
It sounds like he stole sheep.
I did. There were lots of them.
Cheers,
my pick this week actually is Pink Wafer Biscuits, which I couldn't find, and I'm actually really quite upset about. Crack on, cheers.
Boy, it's Max Payne, I suppose. If you're a fan of third-person shooters, enjoy. Or if you like the other Max Paynes. If you like the other Max Paynes, you've probably already got it.
Cool. My pick is an iOS game, as is my style. It's called Mini Motor HD, and it's currently free. It's normally £2.50. It's iPad and iPhone. Well, obviously, the iPad one's HD, but I'm not going to go into that. But it's currently free on iTunes, and it is a superb little game. It actually reminds me a lot of Micro Machines for the Master System from many, many moons ago. Great little game. Currently free. Go and get it. It's fantastic. That's all I'm going to say. So finally, what I thought, because we are getting quite a bit of feedback and we are being told some things that we should change and stuff like that, but nobody, frankly, is reviewing us on iTunes, and that makes me sad. So I decided to come up with a fun little game that...
How many reviews is it? Has to go before it starts registering, so I thought we had at least two. I know if two people said they have reviewed it, but I can't see it.
No, I can't see anything in iTunes either. But it, in a fun way to kind of try and force people to go and review us, I've come up with a cunning plan.
So I had the winged monkeys ready to go.
What I would like you to do, or what we're going to do, is on the fifth show, which will be 1 month from tonight, we're going to go on iTunes on the show, and we're going to read the reviews. And the funniest one, we will send all of the Barking Basement games to. Now,
don't do it. It's not worth it. Don't do it. Don't.
There's actually some good games here.
No, there's not.
In theory,
there's not.
In
None
theory,
of them.
You're going to have 14 games. So get on there and review them. It's a completely clearly we're just doing it to get ratings, so we're not being underhanded in any way, shape or form here. We're being completely honest that it's entirely to get ratings on iTunes.
You can win a bunch of games by doing this or slip into a diabetic coma. It will be more fun.
Either way, whichever you fancy doing, we would like to give you some of our games. So these 14 games, or in a month's time there will be 14 games, will be winging their way to you if you have the funniest review on there. Now, we're not necessarily asking for 5-star reviews. You can give us as many stars as you want. If you could just start popping some reviews up, that would be awesome. And the winner, or the one that we deem to be the funniest, we will post you all 14 games.
So I have to put the disc of the first one back together then?
We'll put a small caveat in that if Sam has broken one of them because he thought it was horrendous, we're going to have to deal with
that. It
no, actually, I didn't throw a tantrum, which I almost did, but I think the dog ate it.
All right, well, a bit. Nice. We'll supplement that with a pair of Paul's pants.
No, we won't. That's not going to happen.
You can have mine!
Well, they're not hanging in here today, but I'll grab them next time they are hanging above our heads.
Awesome.
I'll put something else in. That's better. I'll put something actually worthwhile in.
Cool. Okay. You can contact us, give us any feedback or anything like that by emailing us, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, British Tech News, or you can follow me on Twitter, Paul Wheatley. That's Paul, Whealey. But most importantly, if you liked what you heard and you just want to give us a standard review and you don't really care about 14 discs, then feel free to give us a review on iTunes.
You
it
desperate
would be awesome.
Little man.
I know, I really want some reviews. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you in a couple of weeks. Good night.